Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
Independent, baby, I know she working. Adriana serving drinks, 20 bottles urgent. I know it can't be better, but nobody's perfect. You flirted for a minute, day, just my baby. I ain't tripping, I'm like hitting, yeah, I'm in them kidneys. She likes to play her songs the way I'm hitting it. So girl, like Tim Drake, I like the way you hitting it.
Don't believe the rumors, girl. You know I do it, you girl. Wanna hear the shit about the niggas that tried to do it, your girl. Fuck the pants right now. Shawty got you right now. And you hot right now. You can get it right now, baby.
I was plotting for a while, now I got on where I want them. They didn't understand, none of this was planned. 99 problems, but a bitch better not be naying. Nah, 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 yeah, 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 yeah. This ain't what he want, I told him that. Leave your girl, be through with that. Get with Daisy, never going back. He was shouting, I seen him, nice smile. Heard a few rumors, but they ain't my style. I be hating when he out of town. Hotel, I FaceTime you, no towel. They don't get it, but they ain't no problem. What the fuck can they do about it? Dirk and Day, I'm thinking about changing my last name.
Ooh, I like the way she moves.
In a suit and tie, me and you like Bonnie and Clyde. No bitch care or do or die. Who am I to say you ain't natural? Yo, hating my haters ain't truth enough, baby, I got you. I'm in it like a tattoo. The way you wear that dress, they gon' attack you. Where you look at me, baby, I got you. I hit it from the front, I like the back too. She say lay down so I can ride you. I know that she feeling. She scratching my back, I like how she screaming. I fuck her and leave, she feeling.
Shawty my Beyonce.
Oh.
Hey, it's the Social Lab, TM Hyman Radio, your hip-hop informer. Hey, welcome to the weekend. We made it. Shorty, my Beyonce. I like that joint right there.
Oh.
Hey, Lil Durk, my Beyonce. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Hey,
that's my boyfriend.
TGIF, folks. Hey, don't listen to her. She's drinking. She's drinking. All the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina. She's sipping, everybody. Give it up, Madam CeeLo Boston. She ain't even on her damn phone number calling in the show.
And you're absolutely right. And good morning in the evening time.
What up?
Do. All right, cool.
Mad love for you. You can pop barbiturates. You can sip alcohol. You can smoke crack, and I would still love you.
You know what? Thank you, baby. That's that unconditional.
It's called
love.
Unconditional. It's called unconditional. That's right. We're on the same page. All the way live. From the other side of the ATL. She has no chill. Other side of the A, give it up, hot chocolate.
Hot.
East Pernt over here in the spot representing. I am present and accounted for.
Ow.
Present and accounted for. Listen, I mean, folks, straight out of like a Will Smith Independence Day movie, like a huge chunk of I-85 no longer exist. How do you shut down one of the most most busiest interstates in the country? Listen, it's like Independence Day. All traffic has ceased on I-85 in Atlanta.
Yeah,
unbelievable.
Yeah,
no fatalities. No fatalities, no injuries. Just big up to the Atlanta Police Department and Fire Department for being extremely proactive in the midst of spring break weekend. Welcome to Atlanta, everybody.
That could have been very ugly. It could have been very ugly.
Unbelievable. It is the Social Lab, Tia Muhammad Radio, hanging out with the crew. Hey, the internet has no chill over this new Kendrick Lamar video, Humble. Have you all seen that?
No.
I have.
Hey, Kendrick Lamar keeps it funky, head ablaze. It's called Humble. If you haven't checked it out, you would want to do so. Pretty dope. I mean, like tons and tons of hits yesterday or day before yesterday when it hit the internet. That's Kendrick Lamar, Humble. That's
nice representation. Natural black woman, I must agree.
You know what? And Mary J., speaking of natural black woman, Mary J. Blige is releasing a new album.
I hear.
We love Mary.
I'm ready.
Yeah, it's called Strength of a
Mary.
Woman. Yeah, it's going to be a 14 song. She got like six other people, featuring on her album.
Speaking of Mary, who we all love, Mary J. Blige is like, you know, the Aretha Franklin of our time. You know, Mary J. She's that chick right there. I heard an interview this morning. She was talking to those fools. At that real entertaining radio station. I love it. I run to them in the morning. But she was talking to them this morning, and I found it baffling that Mary J. Blige, you know, who we all love and adore, you know, was married to a dude who had her believing that her fans didn't like her. It's just mind-boggling at how we, you know, put people on pedestals and they're in situations just like the average person, you know, and it just blows my mind at how normal celebrities are regardless of their money. And it's not that I don't know it already, but I'm like, damn, Mary J., we love you. How can you allow anybody to make you think that we don't love you? But guess what?
It's hard to see
anything when you're on the inside of it. When you're on the inside of a situation, it's hard to see it regardless. You don't have to be a celebrity to be brainwashed. So that's speaking of Mary J. But new album, we looking for that. And we love you, Mary. So be looking for that new album CeeLo's talking about, everybody. Hey, have
Hashtag
you all heard about an entire senior class at a predominantly black school all applied for college? Last year, only 57% of seniors graduated from this particular college. This particular high school. And y'all know I will tear a name to pieces, but I want to say this is Ballou. It's Ballou High School seniors graduated in the last academic year, but this year the entire senior class applied for college. This is a D.C. public school that has never had the entire class apply for college. But this particular ambitious group of seniors changed that trend when they collectively applied, for college this year. And so some of the students in the class of 190 have applied to as many as 14 colleges. Folks, this is an ambitious group of young people. And I thought that was worthy of being recognized. High school seniors, go.
You know what? And I'd like to meet the person who encouraged them to do so.
Yes.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Good
because too many times people are celebrated, but not the people who mentor them, and encourage them.
They deserve a pat on the back as well for keeping our youth motivated.
I totally agree. That's a hard job. Because teenagers can be jerks, because they want to believe that they know it all, which is really all they know. You know what I'm saying? You have
little to nothing.
What?
Right. I mean, she said a mouthful with that one.
Didn't have too long. We have to teach our children what we weren't taught. Right. And a hopeful idea, because a lot of parents, not going to say a lot of parents, there are parents that don't push their children in education. And the thing is that whereas I may not agree with what they're taught, but I do understand the premise of why. You know what I mean? They get a lot of different subjects so they can figure out what it is that they're good at. You know what I mean? And the higher education you go, the more understanding you have of what you're working with. So that's why education is important. And too many times that's not spoken. It's they hope the kids got it, whatever it is. So, we have to play a part.
In this day and age, you have to hope your kids got it because they're teaching a whole different curriculum than when I was in school. So the hopes of me being able to get it, quote unquote, and be able to guide, for instance, my granddaughter through it, she's going to be teaching me. I don't know new math.
Right. they had.
I can help her with the basics.
They had them doing it the long way, and then they had to try to simplify it. But that's as far as it goes, Then they're taught the same, but that's why I said I don't agree with how we're taught, what we're taught. There's a lot of things that we're learning as adults about our history, and that everybody wasn't slaves, and everybody that was a slave wasn't.
Absolutely.
Step and fetch it, you know what I'm saying? So.
And on the opposite side of that, they're cutting out stuff for our kids, telling them slaves were were indentured servants. No, that's not what they were. They were slaves.
Well, I think it's always important that you tell your own story. I mean, your children spend more time with you than they spend with other people. And so, I mean, no one can tell your story better than you. And when we come back, we'll talk about some NFL players that recently visited Congress to draw attention to the fact that police are still killing African Americans. I mean, in the street. I know we have a new president, and I know the media makes it seem like, you know, we've stopped being killed, but guess what? It's still happening. When we come back, we'll talk about some NFL players that want to make sure you know it is still happening. It's 9:15.
They woke.
Let us seize up.
Queen B.
Yo, I be buying V's, so all my girls be I and C. Coming backstage, dying to get pleased. You got me, I rock me, Versace and linen. While you spotting and grinning with a bunch of foxy women. While you speedball with cars, that's the valley. I get clothes custom made for my stylist. Cruising my Lexus land with no malice. While you walk the street until your feet get callous. Take you on the natural high like a palate. It be all good, toss your clothes like a salad. When it's all over, put your vote in my ballot. This my diner, I'm Mel and you're Alice. Spend the night and look to C's palace. It be all good as long as you don't act childish. While you standing there with the crisp in your cup, the worst come to worst, keep this on the hush.
I know you see me on the video.
True.
I know you heard me on the radio.
True.
But you still don't pay me no attention. Listening to what your girlfriend's mention. He's a slut, he's a hoe, he's a freak. Got a different girl every day of the week. It's cool, not trying to put a rush on you. I had to let you know that I got a crush on you.
Hey, yo, shorty, won't you go get a bag of the lethal? I'll be undressed in the bra or see-through. While you count your jewels, thinking I'ma cheat you. The only one thing I wanna do is freak you. Keep your stone sets, I got my own baguette. And I'll be doing things that you won't regret. Little Kim, the Queen Bee, so you best take heed. Shall I proceed? I'ma throw shade if I can't get paid. Blow you up to your girl like the army grenade. You can slide on my ice like the escapade. And itchy itchy yaya with the marmalade. Who me? Not you. Oh yeah, who's he? I even dig your man style, but I love your profile. Whisper in your ear and get you all shook up. But don't blush, just keep this on the hush.
I know you see me on the video.
True.
I know you heard me on the radio. But you still don't pay me no attention. Listening to what your girlfriend's mention. He's a slut, he's a hoe, he's a freak. Got a different girl every day of the week. It's cool, not trying to put a rush on you. I had to let you know that I got a crush on you.
Why you trying to kiss Sea Breeze? I'm in the PVs, all chrome Z3s, decked out TVs. CDs with crazy bass, keep my lady lace. Don't be fooled by the baby face. I hope you're not, cause your thighs got me hot. Only one plan, that's to rise to the top. I told you before when I first pursued. I want an interlude in the nude.
You know I love the way you fill up. It's my tequila. From the dealer, full lift chinchilla. Heat up the clutch, 750 deluxe. Then we speed down the hutch, breaking trees in the dust. I'm not the one you sleep with, to eat quick. Want a cheap chick? Better go down a freak, Nick. You got to hit me all. Buy this girl gifts, of course. So I look sick in my six with my Christian LaCroix.
I know you see me on the video.
True.
I know you heard me on the radio.
True.
But you still don't pay me no attention. Listening to what your girlfriend's mention. He's a slut, he's a hoe, he's a freak. Got a different girl every day of the week. It's cool, not trying to put a rush on you. I had to let you know that I got a crush on you. I know you see me on the video.
True.
I know you heard me on the radio.
True.
But you still don't pay me no attention. Listening to what your girlfriend's mention. He's a slut, he's a hoe, he's a freak. Got a different girl every day of the week. It's cool, not trying to put a rush on you. I had to let you know that I got a crush on you. I know you see me on the video.
True.
I know you heard me on the radio.
True.
But you still don't pay me no attention. Listening to what your girlfriend's mention. He's a slut, he's a hoe, he's a freak. Got a different girl every day.
Sorry, Tim Hyman Radio family. Caught me in my bag. Practice song from performance, and you go, hey, that homie. Curtis Ellison's birthday next week at BQE, but it ain't about him right now. It'll be about him later on. 917-889-3923.
What up, Kurt?
Number to William. We've got about 10 minutes left in the show. We are the crew, that team, that network, the Social Lab, TM Hyman Radio, your girl, Hot Chocolate, Madam Boston, and the General up in this piece.
Hey, Funk Master Flex called out Mickey. So I heard him.
Yeah.
I didn't catch that.
That's what the word on the street is.
And you are absolutely correct. He actually called her. Nicki Minaj and Gucci Mane put out a song called Make Love. Now, within this song, Nicki dissed Remy Ma. Well, Funkmaster Flex just pretty much came out and was like, it's dumpster juice, her whole verse.
Not right. Dumpster juice.
Dumpster juice, right. I thought that
that's
was
funky,
a bit
that's funky as all get out.
It sure is. Good grief.
And, you know, I think he's just really pro Remy Ma, period. Because when he had her in Papoose on the show, it was like extra love, you know? Hell. I don't know, but yeah, he called Nicki's. If you haven't checked it out, you definitely need to check it out. It's called Make Love.
Dumpster juice.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't like the song because I didn't understand what her verse had to do with the thing in the first place, like with the whole context and premise of the damn song. I got Gucci Mane's part, but I didn't get her at all. That, yeah. So I get what he's saying. I just don't agree that
it
was dumpster juice.
This is a recent song?
That's a bit.
This is a recent release?
Yes. This was actually about 3 weeks ago. They released it. And they just released a video not too long ago as well. And Nicki is sitting on a colorful duck. And I think it's a bathing suit, but I'm not really clear on what the hell it is. But it was a unicorn. A inflated.
How do
we
go from a duck to a unicorn?
Because I had to think about it. Because in my head, it looked like one of those floaty devices. That's a duck.
Okay.
Hey, excuse me. Pardon me. You know.
It's 9:23. We got like 7 minutes left in the show. A group of NFL players visited Congress for the second time in 8 months since the former San Francisco 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick began kneeling during the national anthem to protest police killings of black men. A group consisted of some folks from the Philadelphia Eagles, actually the safety, Malcolm Jenkins, as well as Detroit Lions defensive back Johnson, and I'm not even going to try to, you know, pronounce his last name. I don't want to mess it up. Huffington Post intern and NFL wide receiver, former NFL wide receiver, Dante Stallworth, all went really to talk about some of the killings on Capitol Hill that have really, really disturbed them. Their message was clear, and the message was ultimately that, you know, we want to make sure that that those in positions to bring positive change understand that understand the things that we as African Americans are going through. We certainly do not feel that, you know, we're being heard right now, especially when it comes to law enforcement and the way that we are being policed. Our neighborhoods are feeling hurt and things need to change. This was the message that these gentlemen took to Capitol Hill. I wanted to call this out because not only, you know, is it the duty of NFL players and those who have significant positions to hold those who are powerful accountable, But we've got to also call up our representatives, you know, call up our congresspeople and let them know what's important to us. Obamacare did not throne last week. Trust, it wasn't because the Republicans weren't trying hard to come together. At the end of the day, the phones were ringing off the hook from people that look like you and from people that didn't look like, don't look like us, but they know the power of their voice. What we have to do is increase the power of our voices by getting involved in our communities and holding those who are powerful accountable. That's a responsibility, and I encourage you to do your due diligence, America. Get up, get out, and do something. Hey, it's 9:26.
Yes. Look, so how do you guys feel about this whole Trump situation where, you know, pretty much everything that he accused was pretty much unfounded? Like, do you really think
what do you mean? You said everything he accused was unfounded. Are you referring to Obama?
Yes.
His accusation that he was being wiretapped?
Yes, and the accusations, you know, towards the British government and their, you know, communications people.
Yeah, I don't want to speculate and say that, you know, I think it's way too early, you know, to talk about impeachment for Donald Trump. But I do believe that Donald Trump is going to, you know, really do himself a disservice in this role. I'm not sure that he is going to get impeached, but I am damn sure that he is sure that he has signed up for something that he wasn't ready for. That's what I'm sure of.
I'm sure of that too.
I bet money on that one.
Right.
That's what I'm sure of.
She thought it was going
to
be a
case. Since you're talking about Donald Trump, really, to me, Donald Trump isn't even the most interesting character in this miniseries anymore. You know, now there are other characters who are just like who are just as interested. And Mr. Flynn asking for immunity this week is just like, okay, this now the plot thickens, because Mr. Flynn, you're the same person that said that the Hillary camp, they applied for immunity because they had committed crimes, and the only reason why people apply for immunity is because they've committed a crime. And here Mr. Flynn goes this week seeking immunity. So I guess it's clear by your own statements, Mr. Flynn, that you've committed some crimes, brother. Let's talk about it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's trying to save his own behind at this point.
The saga continues with the president that Madam CeeLo Boston said would never be.
Hey.
Mm-hmm. This is better than Scandal.
But you know what,
it's absolutely interesting television that's really on the 6 o'clock news.
For sure.
I just want to know, why in the hell does he keep having like these meetings every Monday?
He's rallying the troops. He's trying to get something done, but nobody's listening.
And it's like, okay, everything that he's going after always starts with something that was set up by President Obama.
Of course.
And it's like,
ladies and gentlemen, we will talk to you on Monday, 9 p.m. We're going to let her talk about her president as much as she want to talk about him. Hey, take us home and let her keep talking about her president. Take us home.
Well, whatever you do, do it well. Okay? Yourself.
Don't forget to get your tickets for No Sleep Weekend in July.
Oh,
there's only 119 tickets left that include the boat. Better get them quick.
Real.